Can you introduce yourself and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm Chelsea Dunham. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska.
My name is Shannon LeMay. I live in Anchorage, Alaska.
My wife's at the Visitor Center, and we're from Boston.
Oh, I'm Carol Ann, and I'm from Alaska, originally from New Zealand.
Are you aware of the large illicit drug problem in Alaska?
Yes.
Yes, very much so.
I'm not aware of it, but I can imagine it's becoming fentanyl is really big problem even in where the area we're at right now.
Oh, yes.
Has this issue affected you in any way?
Well, I'm a counselor, so I help people get off of drugs all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like walking around on drugs and just causing problems and driving.
So it's not impacting me directly, but I would support any public health measure that would address the opioid problem.
In the neighborhood that I was living in got infested with drugs and prostitution, so I moved. Because I live on my own, and it wasn't safe anymore. And I'd lived there for over 14 years.
The governor has stated that the new opioid epidemic is a health crisis. Do you feel this opioid health crisis is affecting the youth?
Oh, yes, definitely. The foster care system is getting flooded with kiddos who are getting taken away from parents because the parents are prioritizing their drug use over their children's care, and so the children are getting neglected, and so that's affecting it.
Yeah, I'd say maybe indirectly, but yeah, it's definitely causing a problem.
Not myself personally, but I imagine that it's like alcoholism. I'm sure it impacts many families, yeah.
Oh, definitely, I think so. You see them in the park and stuff, you know, when they're supposed to be at school, and you can tell they're on drugs and that, and it's just sad to see that in this state.
How do you think these painkillers and drugs are getting into circulation?
What happens is about a couple decades ago, they didn't think that opiate painkillers were going to be addictive. They felt like if you were in pain and you took an opiate painkiller, you wouldn't be addicted to it. And so doctors prescribed these like crazy. And it was only recently that we found out that it's actually really bad for you. The problem is there's still a lot of doctors out there who are prescribing these opiate painkillers like crazy. And the folks become dependent on them. And then when they're taken away from them, they become desperate, and because they experience withdrawal for the first time in their life, and withdrawal is really uncomfortable. And so then they start seeking out opiates in other ways, so they'll buy it from people on the streets who are getting opiate painkillers by not being honest about their ailments or going to emergency rooms, things like that. So then they get prescribed painkillers. They find a doctor who's very willing to prescribe painkillers, and they sell them.
There's got to be some sort of pharmacies they got friends in pharmacies leaking them out or coming up from the lower 48.
My understanding is that I think there's some synthetics that are being made. It used to be that you can just buy them and I think there's probably synthetics that are being manufactured. I'm not too sure exactly how they're getting to the United States right now.
I think some of it is coming from the parents. Kids are taking it from their parents. And then they're, kids just talking about other people. And I think it's hearsay, a lot of it.
How do you think this drug crisis should be combated in Anchorage?
I think it should be addressed not as a criminal act, but as a disease, as a mental health issue, as a medical issue. So I think telling people that they're bad people because of this is not helpful, but rather treating people through counseling and getting more treatment facilities and more treatment beds and ways of paying for treatment would be helpful.
I think people caught on them should suffer harder sentences than what they're giving them now. They shouldn't be let off so easy.
Again, I think education is the best way rather than, you can have some law enforcement for maybe the distributors, but if people are using, I think education is better for the users.
I think they should have stricter laws on it. And then I think that the parents of the kids should be accountable for, and not the state accountable, the parents should be putting the kids into rehab. And I think there should be more rehabs open to even lower income, not just for the rich.
Anything you'd like to add on the topic?
No, I work directly with, I can't tell you how many people I work with that have an opiate dependency. It's really is a serious problem, and hopefully we'll start fixing it soon. So
I think they really gotta crack down on the whole, any type of drugs. Like if you're caught with them, they're just letting people off with like fines and such. You need to actually crack down and toughen the sentences up.
Again, I think it's important not to address it in a way that makes it worse for persons of color and for the poor. Sometimes it can actually make it much worse than the original problem.
Thank you.
Okay.